This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C.
They're sitting at a table
is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's watering some flowers.
B.
He's talking on a phone.
C.
He's drinking from a coffee mug.
D.
He's tying his shoe.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
They're installing a photocopier.
B.
They're replacing a window.
C.
One of the men is hanging a sign.
D.
One of the men is reaching for a telephone.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
The woman is using a broom.
B.
The woman is trying on a helmet.
C.
The man is measuring a cabinet.
D.
The man is painting a wall.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
She's drying her hands with a paper towel.
B.
She's plugging in an appliance.
C.
She's wiping off a countertop.
D.
She's washing a cup in the sink.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
One of the men is holding a briefcase.
B.
One of the men is taking off his sunglasses.
C.
They're handing out some flyers.
D.
They're replacing bricks on a pathway.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
A kayak is being paddled down a river.
B.
A pile of bricks has been left on a walkway.
C.
Some roofs are being repaired.
D.
Some chairs have been placed along a canal.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Where can I find the Vice President's office?
A.
It's on the second floor.
B.
The filing cabinet on the left.
C.
We have to use official stationery.
Number 8.
Which desk is mine?
A.
At noon on Wednesday.
B.
My computer works.
C.
The one next to the printer.
Number 9.
Who ordered the side salad?
A.
A fork and knife.
B.
By credit card.
C.
That was me.
Number 10.
Wasn't Mr. Keller supposed to come to this business dinner?
A.
Recruiting strategies.
B.
Yes, he'll be here in 10 minutes.
C.
Would you prefer chicken?
Number 11.
When did they announce Barbara's promotion to vice president?
A.
A hard worker.
B.
On Monday.
C.
Yes, she is.
Number 12.
This is your first visit to this location, right?
A.
Check the parking area.
B.
No, I've been here before.
C.
We won first prize.
Number 13.
Have you seen the new film at the cinema yet?
A.
No, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
B.
An award-winning movie director.
C.
To visit my friend.
Number 14.
Would you like to come to dinner with us later tonight?
A.
I'm leading a workshop early tomorrow morning.
B.
The farmers' market sells them.
C.
We'll find you a table in the back.
Number 15.
Where did the accounting department move to?
A.
I work in that department too.
B.
The company's bank account.
C.
Right across the hall.
Number 16.
How did the focus group respond to our new logo?
A.
They liked it.
B.
How can I focus this camera?
C.
It's about 4:30.
Number 17.
When does the reception start?
A.
On Barton Avenue.
B.
I didn't receive an invitation.
C.
70 guests.
Number 18.
Did you arrange to have the door repaired?
A.
I bought a pair of scissors.
B.
A range of quarterly data.
C.
Yes, I put in a request yesterday.
Number 19.
Why are production numbers so low this month?
A.
1 meter high.
B.
Because some machines were down for repairs.
C.
A few hundred units.
Number 20.
Do you mind if I leave early today?
A.
Has your report been submitted?
B.
12 staff members attended.
C.
A $50 discount.
Number 21.
Which software programs does Allison know how to use?
A.
Here's a copy of her resume.
B.
That's my computer.
C.
Some technical consultants.
Number 22.
What does the conference registration fee include?
A.
All sessions plus lunch.
B.
In ballrooms 1 and 2.
C.
That's a reasonable rate.
Number 23.
20 people signed up for the team building seminar.
A.
The building was renovated.
B.
My favorite sports team.
C.
Great, that's more than last year.
Number 24.
Can we begin production this week, or should we revise the timeline?
A.
Improving efficiency.
B.
I've seen that performance.
C.
You can start this Thursday.
Number 25.
How are we marketing our new beverage to young people?
A.
Some pencils and notebooks, please.
B.
Robert's in charge of that product.
C.
Thanks, I'll just have water.
Number 26.
You really should join that new fitness club.
A.
Basketball and tennis.
B.
Sorry, I can't join you for dinner.
C.
Yes, I'd like to get more exercise.
Number 27.
Where can I get a laptop for our meeting?
A.
The conference room has computers.
B.
Yes, they're doing internships.
C.
We meet once a week.
Number 28.
Why do you want to sell your house?
A.
We provide home delivery.
B.
My new job's in London.
C.
A real estate agency.
Number 29.
I'm going to pick up the printing order now.
A.
Yes, it was really fun.
B.
Don't forget the receipt.
C.
No, in alphabetical order.
Number 30.
When is the new amusement park scheduled to open?
A.
Probably in the city center.
B.
There's an announcement in the newspaper.
C.
10 cents a copy.
Number 31.
Do we have to submit our budget report on Friday, or is Monday okay?
A.
It was pretty expensive.
B.
He was here a few days ago.
C.
Maria was firm about the deadline.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jorge. How's preparation coming along for the new sculpture exhibit?
Well, we're a little bit behind, actually. The Museum of Plastic Arts is loaning us several sculptures, but the shipment's been delayed.
Oh, no. Is there any way I can help?
Well, the rest of the sculptures should be here this afternoon, and this is the list of things that still need to get done.
How about you finish setting up the final pieces, and I'll upload photographs of the completed displays to our website.
That'd be great, thanks.
Number 32. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, Jason, the people at table 2 asked for an order of French fries. They said they forgot to tell you when you took their order.
Is that a small or large order of fries?
Small.
Thanks for letting me know. I'll go tell the cooks to add it to their order.
Great. Oh, by the way, do you think you could take my shift this Thursday from 12 to 5? I forgot I have a dentist appointment.
I have tickets to a baseball game on Thursday.
Okay, no problem.
Number 35. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 36. Why will the man talk to some cooks? Number 37. What does the man mean when he says,
I have tickets to a baseball game on Thursday?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Don Simons. I have an appointment with Dr. Ramirez on Wednesday, but I'm afraid I have to reschedule.
Okay. When would you be able to come in?
How about on Thursday?
Dr. Ramirez works at Brookside Medical Clinic on Thursdays. She's only in this office on Mondays and Wednesdays. You'll have to call them to schedule an appointment.
Oh, I see. Do you have their telephone number?
Yes. It's 555-0102. Be sure to let them know that you usually see Dr. Ramirez at this location.
Number 38. Why is the man calling? Number 39. What does the woman say about Dr. Ramirez? Number 40. What does the woman give to the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, welcome to Springton Furniture. I'm Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to return a lamp I bought here a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Do you have your receipt with you?
No, actually. I must have lost it.
Usually we can only take returns with a receipt. Let me ask my manager. Excuse me, Sarah?
Yes, Tom?
This gentleman wants to return a lamp, but doesn't have his receipt.
Okay. Sir, I'm afraid all I can do is offer you in-store credit. You can use it at any of our locations.
Number 41. Where are the speakers? Number 42. Why does Tom ask the woman for help? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do for the customer? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Letitia. I wanted to update you about the discussion I had yesterday with our legal team about the company merger.
Okay. I heard we're still on track to complete the merger by the end of the year.
Right. Well, there's a problem. We're having trouble agreeing on what the logo for the new company should be when we merge. They rejected the designs that you and your marketing team proposed.
Okay. I'll schedule a meeting with my team so we can come up with something else. Let me set that up right now.
Number 44. What will take place this year? Number 45. What problem does the man mention? Number 46. What will the woman do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Ron Wells, the hiring manager here at Douglas Fashions. Thank you for coming in to interview for the sales associate position.
Of course. I'm excited about the possibility of working here. This is my favorite clothing shop.
Great. So, tell me about your previous sales experience.
Well, for the last 6 months, I worked at a store in Fountain Mall. I really enjoyed it, but I quit because it took me over an hour to commute there.
I understand. Now, although you've already worked in sales, you'd still have to go through a month-long training.
Okay, no problem.
Number 47. Where does the woman want to work? Number 48. Why did the woman leave her previous job? Number 49. What does the man explain to the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Jackson Pharmacy. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm here to pick up some allergy medication. My doctor recommended that I take the kind called Valgon.
Sure, let me check if we have any. Oh, unfortunately, we don't have any available at the moment. That's a popular medication.
I guess I should have called first.
We should get that medication in soon, if you'd like to come back in a couple of days. Why don't you write your name here, and we'll put some aside for you.
Okay, thanks. I'll come back later in the week.
Number 50. Where are the speakers? Number 51. What does the woman explain to the man? Number 52. What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ricardo. I'm calling because I'm working on the office supply order. Would you be able to look it over before I submit it?
Sure, but before I do, did you know that the supplier has sent out a new catalog? Some of the prices might have changed.
Oh, I didn't realize that. How can I get a copy of the new catalog?
I'll bring it over to you now.
Okay, thank you. I'll check the prices right away. I'd like to submit this order before I leave for my business trip next week.
Number 53. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 54. What will the man bring to the woman? Number 55. What does the woman plan to do next week? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jeremy. My sales department wants to start an employee incentive program. I know that your department uses one, so I wanted your advice.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Employees will definitely be more eager to hit their sales goals if there's some sort of reward involved, but what do you think the compensation should be?
You spend more time with your team than I do.
Right. I think they'd really enjoy earning additional vacation time.
That's a great idea. Why don't you speak with Lewis in Human Resources? He'd be able to give you more guidance about making extra vacation time an incentive.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does the man imply when he says,
"You spend more time with your team than I do"?
Number 58. What does the man advise the woman to do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, everyone. I've scheduled this conference call to discuss the advertising campaign we're developing for Denson Hotels, more specifically, the television commercial. Holly will be sharing some preliminary ideas for that, and Carter is joining us by video call from our Tokyo office. Carter, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Great. Holly, you can begin.
Okay. So I've been working on developing ideas for the commercial. You know, the concept, the setting, and...
Hey, guys, this is Carter again. Sorry to interrupt, but the audio suddenly went quiet. Were you saying something?
Uh-oh. My laptop's microphone must be malfunctioning again.
Let's switch to my laptop. It works well for video calls.
Number 59. What field do the speakers most likely work in? Number 60. What problem is mentioned? Number 61. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and website.
Bella's Cakes, may I help you?
I'd like to order a large chocolate cake.
Certainly. Would you like anything special on the cake?
Well, it's for an office event. We're a publishing house and we're celebrating the release of a new book. It's important that the cake is book-themed. Can you decorate it to look like a book?
Sure, we can do that.
Great. So can I pick it up at 6 tomorrow evening?
We're only open until 5, but I can take your order and then you can pick it up from one of our other locations. They're listed on our website.
Number 62. Where does the man work? Number 63. What does the woman say is important? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which location did the woman call? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
I'm very excited to write about the annual restaurant festival. It's my favorite event in the city.
Me too. I'm glad our magazine editor sent us to cover this. According to the map on my phone, we should be there in a half hour.
That'll give me plenty of time to set up for my interviews with some of the local chefs.
Great. Oh, on the map, it looks like we'll be approaching a roundabout soon. We're on Cedar Lane right now, and you'll need to take exit 3.
All right.
Number 65. What event are the speakers going to attend? Number 66. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which road will the speakers take next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and building layout.
Good afternoon. I'm from Star Locksmiths. I'm here about a door that isn't locking properly.
Thank you for coming so quickly. It's a major security concern that one of our doors doesn't lock.
Yes, I understand. I know which door it is, so I'll just head over there.
Thanks. And it'd be great if this could be fixed before noon. Employees who work in the other buildings will need to use that door to enter the cafeteria.
Okay, I'll get started right away.
Thank you. Just remember to keep your visitor's badge visible at all times.
Number 68. What most likely is the woman's job title? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which door are the speakers discussing? Number 70. What does the man remind the woman to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following news report.
And now for local news. Renovations began today on the Northridge Town Hall. All new additions to the town hall were designed by Byron Lang. Mr. Lang is famous for using dramatic columns and arches in his architectural work, features that he will also incorporate into this building. Officials are expecting the building to reopen next year. Once that happens, tours will be given every weekend so that town residents can come and see the changes.
Number 71. What is the news report mainly about? Number 72. Who is Byron Lang? Number 73. What does the speaker say will be provided next year? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Before we end our meeting, I'd like to announce that we're going to have a central air conditioning system installed. It's a big investment for a small company like ours, but ultimately it'll make everyone in the office much more comfortable. Anyway, installation is scheduled for this weekend. It'll require drilling into the ceiling, which will make a bit of a mess. So the company that's doing the installation has given us enough plastic sheets to cover everyone's workspace. You can pick yours up in the mailroom anytime. Just please remember to cover your desk with it before you leave on Friday.
Number 74. What will be installed this weekend? Number 75. According to the speaker, why is the change being made? Number 76. What should the listeners do before they leave work on Friday? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I called this meeting to demonstrate the new software program we'll be using to manage client contracts. With this software, you'll be able to create new client accounts, update information quickly, and send contracts by email to be signed electronically. However, some clients may still request a paper copy of their contract, so please assure them that they'll also receive an official copy in the mail. We want to switch over to this new software next week, so please pay close attention during the demonstration. I had to read through the manual twice. Let's get started.
Number 77. Why has the speaker arranged the meeting? Number 78. What should the listeners assure clients about? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I had to read through the manual twice"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
This online tutorial is created by PRG Electronics Company to help you understand how to discard the hard drive from your old computer. The first step is to remove the hard drive from inside your laptop computer. Next, print a shipping label from our website. Then affix the label you printed on a padded envelope and place the hard drive in it. Finally, take the package to your local post office. For every hard drive returned, we offer a 10% discount on your next purchase from us.
Number 80. What type of business created the tutorial? Number 81. According to the speaker, what should the listeners print out? Number 82. What does the speaker offer to the listeners? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're here to discuss plans for a new product. We've decided to branch out from our successful line of organic juices and add an organic sports drink. The drink will have all natural ingredients and will come in different fruit flavors. We conducted a survey and found that 80% of our customers prefer beverages made with all natural ingredients, so we feel confident that they'll buy a new organic drink from us. We haven't decided on a name for the new product yet. If you have any ideas, please submit them by Friday.
Number 83. What has the company decided to do? Number 84. What did a survey indicate about customers? Number 85. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Noemi. I'm calling about some customer service issues. Paper production has been steadily increasing over the past year. According to the most recent survey results, our customers do like the quality of our 100% recycled paper. However, I've been receiving complaints from clients about late deliveries because YS Delivery Service cannot fulfill our orders on time. It may cost us more, but we should definitely resolve this issue. You're familiar with Fox International Deliveries, aren't you? I've heard good things about them.
Number 86. What type of business does the speaker work in? Number 87. According to the survey results, what do customers like about the speaker's company? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You're familiar with Fox International Deliveries, aren't you?"
Question Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Stella. This is Marco. It's about 5:30 and I'm just leaving the office supply store on 10th Street. They have the keyboards we're looking for, but unfortunately the computer cables we need are sold out. But they're available at their other store location across town. That store closes at 6, and it's pretty far from here. I don't think it will delay our work if I pick them up tomorrow. By the way, I forgot to follow up with the job candidate we selected. Could you call and schedule her to interview next Monday?
Number 89. What is the speaker shopping for? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It's pretty far from here"?
Number 91. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. Your CEO here at Yorktown Department Store requested that my marketing firm make some recommendations based on current fashion trends. This will help you make smart decisions about what clothes to sell and when. We get information about the latest fashion trends by following screen and music stars on social media, just as your customers do. We noticed that you've been selling your line of winter clothes too early in the year. Most celebrities don't start wearing winter outfits until mid-October, but you've been displaying your winter collections beginning in September. I'd recommend holding the winter line until October.
Number 92. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 93. How does the speaker say she stays informed about current trends? Number 94. What does the speaker suggest changing? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and advertisement.
Hi, everyone. I just met with our financial advisors. It looks like the construction work on the park has run over budget. There were some unanticipated problems with the electrical work, and I had to pay the contractor for additional hours in order to meet our August 12th opening date. This means we can no longer afford to offer as many special events this summer. Since the park will likely be busier on weekends, I've decided to cancel the recurring Wednesday event. We still need to let our advertising firm know so they can update our promotional materials. I plan to give them a call this afternoon.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which special event was canceled? Number 97. What will the speaker do this afternoon? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, Louise. I met with the marketing manager at Kumar Construction this morning. Great news. They want our company to design their new website. I'm concerned, though, because we have so many new people on staff right now who have little experience. This would be their first big web design project. Mr. Kumar, the owner, wants to discuss a design with us next week, but you and I should meet before then. Let's get together after the director's strategy meeting in the afternoon. Also, could you do me a favor? Could you look at the budget for this project? I need to submit it for approval by the end of the week. Thanks.
Number 98. What is the speaker concerned about? Number 99. Look at the graphic. When does the speaker suggest meeting? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.